Yes, welcome back to Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, powered by our friends at Quicken Loans. And it is hard to believe we're already through the first half of the NBA season. And one of the teams we're keeping a close watch on has been the Dallas Mavericks. It has certainly been very entertaining, a lively month since the blockbuster trade and acquisition of Rajon Rondo and him coming on board. There certainly has been some ups, some downs. But as they face the Bulls tonight at the AAC in Dallas, the Mavs are definitely headed in the right direction as they have won their last three games. Always a pleasure to welcome into the Progressive Celebrity Guest Line. That is Mark Folliwell, the Dallas Mavericks television play-by-play announcer. Good evening, Mark.
Hi, Alyssa. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. And here we are at the midpoint of the NBA season, and a lot has transpired since the last time you were on the show. Help us sort it all out. I mean, how much has the trade for Rondo helped the Mavericks?
Well, there's a lot of really good numbers that point to the fact that the trade has helped. And when the trade was made, this was sort of my thought on it, Alyssa, that, you know, the Mavs were going to take a step back on offense whenever that trade went down. There was just no way around that. When you put in a new point guard, and we all know what Rondo's strengths and weaknesses are, that there was going to be a step back on the offensive end of the floor. But to me, that is easily compensated for how much I felt they had the potential to improve defensively. And so, you know, a month into this thing now, 15 games, I think things have gone really well in terms of their defensive improvement. At the time of the trade, look, this is what the Mavs were. They were the first-ranked team in offensive efficiency and 20th-ranked in defense.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not a formula to contend for a championship. I mean, it's a formula to win a lot of nice game, win a lot of games and have a nice regular season win total, and that's all well and good. But it is not a formula to win a championship or even contend for one, for that matter, in my opinion. The formula is kind of where they sit. And through Wednesday's game in Minnesota, which was a big win over the Timberwolves, the Mavs are now sixth in offense and sixth in defense. And their three-point defense has gone just, I mean, it is light years better than what it was.
Right.
They were on pace to give up more threes than anybody in the history of the NBA. And now they are defending the three. I think at this stage they're the third-best team defending the three-pointers since the trade. They've gone from opponents hitting 9.5 threes and shooting 39% a game to opponents hitting less than 7 threes a game and shooting only 30%. So I mean, maybe that's a bit of a small sample size still skewing things. But just, you know, the overarching thing about the trade is I think it's made them better defensively. And things are looking up. I think, you know, the win in Memphis that they had the other day is a sign that this team is better equipped now than they were before to play with the big boys and do the kind of things that you have to do to win at a high level in the NBA.
Okay, Mark Folliwell with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. And yes, you're right, Mark. I mean, we have seen a spike in the Mavs' defensive rating. You're talking about collectively as a team, they're playing better on the defensive end. But when you single out Rondo, I mean, where has been his biggest impact? Has it been on the defensive end? I mean, this guy is a rebounding machine as well. We didn't even talk about that.
Yeah, and he's helped a little bit there. Their rebounding, I think, still can be better, specifically defensive rebounding.
Mm-hmm.
But I think Rondo's greatest contribution is defensively. And it's not even that I think that his defense has been all-world or anything that is necessarily worthy of winning awards for being on the all-defensive team. But you can't get around him as easily or shoot over him as easily as, you know, frankly, players were when Jameer Nelson was the starting point guard and logging 26 minutes. And more of Rondo means better perimeter defense. It means he's on the floor more than, you know, guys, some other guys coming off the bench who might not have been as accomplished defensively as well. And when your defense is beaten by players off the perimeter, by dribble penetration, and that messes everything else up. And less of that is happening, so they're able to stay home on shooters more, and just a whole lot of good things are happening, and Chandler's there, and I think Dirk is making certainly, in my opinion anyway, I think it looks like his defensive rebounding is better lately to help kind of shore up that area, and just a lot of things across the board are better since Rondo's been here, and specifically I would say that his leadership and defensive impact are first rate.
Mark, give us an update on the production the Mavs are getting specifically from the bench, because when we talk about this trade, I mean, wholesale changes. When you lose Brandon Wright, Jay Crowder, and you were just talking about Jameer Nelson.
Well, their bench production is definitely down since the trade. I mean, the numbers will bear that out, that they're scoring three or four fewer bench points. The last time I looked at that number, Alyssa, was going into the Wednesday game against the Minnesota Timberwolves, and they were down about 3 points per game bench production before the trade. But, you know, you're still getting solid play out of Devin Harris. They've got this rookie Dwight Powell who was considered a throw-in on the Rondo trade,
mm-hmm.
who's played well over the course of the last month. Richard Jefferson settled into a rotation role and given them a player who's going to play 18 to 20 minutes a game and has been a really good three-point shooter. Villanueva's kind of gone back out of the rotation here for the last two or three games, but he was giving the Mavs a lift in terms of a scoring stretch four off the bench. You know, I think that there's no doubt that their bench could use. I mean, Borea's doing his thing, too. I don't want to leave him out. Had 10 assists in the game against Minnesota the other night. I think, though, that they could use an upgrade on their bench. I mean, they're holding it together as best they can. They've got a great starting lineup. They've got guys who can contribute and help them off the bench. But if they had another body or two, I mean, certainly one, because they have an open roster spot, and they could use another big guy. And maybe if you got somebody else in there, I don't know, maybe there's a trade that is in the works between now and the deadline, a month from now, whatever. But I think that's an area that could stand to be improved with a couple of extra players between now and the trade deadline.
Dallas Mavericks television play-by-play announcer Mark Folliwell joining us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. And as you go through the bench, I mean, you're talking about Dwight Powell. There's a lot to like about him. I mean, fundamentally, he seems very sound. He's very bright, you know, a player out of Stanford, 6'11", 240. Tell me some more about Dwight. I'm intrigued by him as a player.
Well, he works really hard. You know, he's one of these guys that when you're not playing, I mean, you're coming over on the early bus and you're going early to practice and staying late and working with player development coaches, and that's what he's been doing. And look, he got an opportunity to play in a game where Dirk Tyson and Rondo didn't play, and Powell performed well in half an hour off the bench, played 29 or 30 minutes that particular game, and Rick felt like that he'd earned some minutes, and he's now through four games, he's playing 20 minutes a game and averaging 6 points and four rebounds and competing hard and playing a very, very high-level, high-motor style of offense and defense. There's some athleticism. There's a ton of energy and effort. I think that's the bigger thing. The energy and effort is what's so off the charts, and seems to be able to play within himself, you know, doesn't try to do too much and put himself in a bad spot by trying to do things that he's not really capable of doing. He's got a nice mid-range jump shot. He's shown a three-pointer on a couple of occasions, although I don't know that I want to lean on that consistently. But he's
right.
Shown it. I mean, he had a couple in garbage time in a game against the Clippers recently. But I like him. I like how hard he works, and I like the fact that he seems like he's a pretty even-keel kid who is, if he has to go back to a role as barely playing off the bench, it's not like he's going to get mad and start pouting and grumbling about it. He sees him as moment of opportunity that he has, and he doesn't seem like that the moment's too big for him. He's performing well in the limited things that they're asking him to do. So, you know, maybe this is just a nice story that is helps them as with a placeholder until they sign somebody like Jermaine O'Neal, whose name, of course, has been rumored to be connected with the Mavs. But it's a cool story, and I like what he's doing, and he's helping hold down the fort in terms of providing some backup five and backup 4 minutes.
Yes, he has. He's played the four, the five position, 17 minutes against Memphis, and he just really does. I mean, he's providing those meaningful minutes, and he's just continuing to get better. The NBA conversation continues right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, as we're talking about the Dallas Mavericks, who stand 30-13 and are facing the Chicago Bulls tonight at the AAC in Dallas. We will be right back with Mark Folliwell, the Dallas Mavericks television play-by-play announcer.